Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol Daf Mem Tes. We're starting about the eighth line with the words Hayika Shisa. And today's daf is sponsored by the Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amos Shad Havin Aliyah. We began a whole discussion regarding a needle found in the lung, and we had two groups: Rabbi Yechon along with two other Amoraim and Rish Lakish with two Amoraim arguing with each other. Rabbi Yechon holds that a needle found in the lung is kosher. That's not a semen trefa, and that's because we say that the needle entered the kaneh, even though it's not really normal for anything other than air to go into the kaneh. Still, we could fairly assume that the animal inhaled this needle going through the kaneh into the sympathetic nice and then it entered the lung itself. I wouldn't see any puncture wound in the lung, and therefore everything's fine. Now, Rish Lakish argues that it has to be different, that the needle was swallowed, went down the veshet, the esophagus, into the stomach, and then either made a hole in the stomach or went to the intestines, then made a hole in the intestines, coming through that way, puncturing the outside of the lung, so that's definitely a trefa. Now, besides bringing up a number of discussions regarding this needle in the lung itself, we also had a case of a needle being found in the liver, and I think Mark goes on something similar. Hayika Shisa, there was a case of a pit of a date, Tishtakach B'mara, that was found in the gallbladder, and Rav Ashi she says, when you're in the Bais Medrash of Kahana, Omar, he had said that this for sure had to go derech the simpain, meaning it was somehow inhaled, went down the trachea, and found its way into the gallbladder that way. And afagav deloy kanafka, even though now it's not able to come out, because the gallbladder is very small, the pit is large, and it's not able to make its way out of the gallbladder, we still say that it went into the mara in the way that we just described. Why is that? Because mirbal hu derabale, the animal must have shaken it. In other words, it somehow inhaled this date pit, went down the trachea, made its way through certain pipes, not rending the animal trefa at all, and then when it got to the entrance of the gallbladder, which is very thin, it was there for a number of days, and as the animal was moving and eating, it was slowly being shaken down and pressed into the gallbladder, and therefore it's not a trefa. Now, v'hanimili de dikla, that's only talking about a date pit, which is not very sharp. Aval de zesa, but if it was an olive pit, which is sharp, mivza ba, it cuts its way through, and therefore there's a possibility to go like way the Rish Lakish explained the needle case, that it was swallowed down the esophagus, went into the stomach, and poked its way through that way, finding its way into the gallbladder, and therefore it would be a trefa. Now go back to discuss lungs. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, why are the lungs called rea? The answer is, shemi'iris ha'inayim, they brighten the eyes. Eating the lung of the animal brightens the eyes, helps a person with their vision. Now, by the way, that's the following question. La'achila ayal de samanim. Does that mean just eating it plain is good, or does that mean it has to be mixed with other things as well? Samanim is like spices or herbs or whatever it is, meaning does it have to be made into some sort of concoction with other herbs and only then it's good? So Gemara says, Tashma, we have a raya. The Amar of Huna Bar Yehuda tells us, Avza bezuza v'reyadida barba. If you want to just buy regular goose, it just costs zuz. But if you want to buy the reya, the lung of a goose, it costs four, meaning just the lung of the goose costs four times the amount the goose itself costs. Now, if you want to say that the reya is good when you just eat it plain without mixing anything else into it, so why would a person pay four times the amount just for the lung? Linkad bezuza v'lechol. Let him just buy a whole goose for a zuz, quarter of the price, shecht it, and then take out the reya and eat it. And it's so much cheaper. Ela must be de samanim, that the reason why the lung costs four times the amount than the goose itself is because it has to be mixed with other samanim, herbs and whatnot, and that's what causes it to be more expensive. So we see that that's the only way that it's good for the eyes, if it's eaten along with these other samanim. We can use cussing lungs. Let's say the lungs have a puncture in it, where the butcher mushes or touches his hand. Talinun alai talinun. Are we taila and say that that puncture wound was made because of the nails of the butcher or not? The Rashi explains this is talking about the upper part of the lungs where they're pressed tightly into the cavity of the chest. They're covered by the ribs, and so there it's very tight and squishy. So when the butcher is putting his hand in, perhaps to pull out the lungs or to take care of whatever he needs to do in that area of the body, it's possible that he scratched or poked the lung with his fingernail, and maybe that's why there's a puncture wound. So perhaps we would say it's kosher, maybe not. Perhaps it's a trefa. So Rav Adar Bar Nosson Omar, he says, Talina, we are Taila, and it's going to be kosher. Whereas Marzotra Beit Rav Mari Omar, he says, Loi Talina, we're not Taila. And Vehilchasa, what's the halacha? Talina, that we are Taila. More shittas on this. Amar Shul Breder Avo, Abba, my father, Mireshe Kale de Rafram Hava. He was one of the heads of the Kala of Rafram. Rafram was Rosh Hashiva, and the Kala is similar to what we have nowadays, what we call a Yarche Kala. It's basically when a lot of people would gather together to hear Shiurim and learn a lot of halachas. So Shul Breder Avo is saying that my father, Rav Avo, he was one of the heads of the Kala, which means he would say over the Shiur to everyone, and Va'amar Talinon, he said that we are Taila, that it came from the butcher. Now, Rukame, Lahad Marzuch Breder of Mari, Veloi Kibla, they said this over in front of Marzuch Breder of Mari, and he did not accept it, and he still said that loy talinon, we don't rely that the hole is made because of the butcher. And our Mashasha said, the father of my father, my grandfather, which is Ravo, what he said is more mistaber. Why is that? Because we're toila on a wolf. We had this in the first parak, that when a person's dealing with an animal, let's say a wolf came out, grabbed some of the intestines and ran off, and then maybe felt bad, so we decided to come back, brought the intestines and dropped them in front of the person, and we see there's a hole in them. We're able to be toila that the hole is because of the za'ev, because the wolf made it, and we don't have to be chayshesh, that there was really a hole there previously, and the wolf happened to have made a hole precisely in the spot that there was originally a hole. And so we see that we're toila in such a case, therefore we're going to be toila on the butcher's fingernails, making a hole in this lung, and not there was a hole in it beforehand. Another case, marna, what about a worm that was found coming out of the lung? Pligi bar Avyasa bar Dustai Rabbanan, they argue about this. Chanam, one of them says, kadam shchita parish, that it came out before shchita, making a hole in the lung, and it's a treifa, whereas chanam l'achar shchita parish, one says that the worm came out after shchita, and it's not a treifa. And the hilchasa l'achar shchita parish, the halacha is that it came out after shchita, and that's because it's only going to come out after it realizes that the place where it's living is not really alive anymore, and there's no reason to assume that it came out before the shchita. Now we're going to the next part of the Mishnah where we had said regarding the lungs from Shimon Omer, he had said achatinakev, that a hole in the lung is only possible if it goes all the way till basin pinos. No Amar Rabbar Techlifa Amar Vyom Bar Abba. What does it mean? It has to have a hole all the way till basin pinos. Achatinakev with simpan gadol, it has to have a hole all the way to the large simpan, which we already explained in the Mishnah means the large bronchi, that first large tube that goes from the trachea into either the right or left lung. Now the question is, what's halacha? So Yosef Ravacha Bar Abba Kamid Rav Huna, Vyosef Kamar, he was sitting and saying that Amar Rab Maluch Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Rav Maluch quotes Rav Bishu Ben Levi, halacha Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Shimon. So Rav Huna told him, Malach Arva Kamrit? Are you talking about Malach who comes from Arva, this place, which some translate as Arabia? You're talking about that Rav Malach? Ain't halacha Rav Shimon Kamar. He says that halacha is not like Rav Shimon. We have something similar. Kisak Rav Zeru, and Zeru went up to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkel Rav Bibi Yosef Kamar, he found that Rav Bibi was sitting and saying, Amar Rab Malach Amar Bishu Ben Levi, halacha Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Shimon. And Amar Lei, Rav Zeru told him, Chai Demar, by the life of Master, meaning I'm making a Shavua, Danav Rav Chia Bar Abba Rav Asi, all three of us, Ikalin Lasid Rav Malach, we visited the place of Malach, we visited his city, and Rav Amri Lei, we asked him, E Amar Mar Halacha Kerb Shimon, do you say that Halacha is like Kerb Shimon? Rav Amri Lei told us, Ain Halacha Kerb Shimon Amri, I say that Halacha is not like Kerb Shimon. So clearly Rav Malach holds that Halacha is not like Kerb Shimon, not the way that you're quoting it, but then Rav Bibi asked Rav Zera, Atma Biyadach, what about you? What do you hold? Amri Lei, so he told him, Hachi Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Amri Rav Shimon Levi, this is what Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami said, Bishim Rav Shimon Levi, putting Rav Malach to the side. What about Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami? He said in Rav Shimon Ben Levi that Halacha Kerb Shimon, Halacha is a Kerb Shimon. However, says the Gemara, Ve'ein Halacha Kerb Shimon, the Halacha is not like Kerb Shimon, and that's because Rashi explains in the last yeshiva, which is referring to the last generation of Amoraim, they clarified and they paskined all these halachas. So we know the Halacha is not like Kerb Shimon in this. We continue discussing the Mishnah. We had said Nikva Keva, if the Keva, which was the fourth stomach, if that had a hole in it, that's Absol. Now we're going to be getting into an extensive discussion regarding the fat which is on the Keva. So Amar Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Amar Beishaya, Chelev Shel Gabe Keva, the fats which are on the Keva, Kehanim Nagu by Heter Kerb Shmol, Kehanim, they were like Heter with this, like Rabbi Shmuel, Sha'ar Mishum Avaisav, he said the name of his forefathers that it's permitted to eat this fat. It's not considered one of the Aser fats. We know there's certain Chalavim fats that are called Tameh, meaning they're not kosher. It's not that they're actually Tameh, they're just not kosher. We're not allowed to eat them. And these fats that are on the Keva, the Kehanim, when they would receive the Keva as part of the Matnus Kehanim, they would eat these fats, and this relying on Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the way to remember this is Yishmol Kahana, Messiah Kahane. Yishmol, who is a Kayin, he helped the Kehanim by saying that this is kosher. So I think we're asked Mahi, what does that mean? There be Shmuel helps the Kehanim. It must be referring to another situation where Rabbi Shmuel helps the Kehanim, not just this one. And the answer is the time you have a Braisa in regards to Berachos Kehanim, the Pasuk tells us, Kaisa Berachos B'nai Yisrael, so you shall bless the B'nai Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel Emer, he tells us that Lamanu Bracha Yisrael and Pekehanim, we learn from this Pasuk that the Yidden get a Bracha from the Kehanim, but the Kehanim Atzman Loi Lamanu, we don't yet know that the Kehanim themselves get a Bracha. So Kshu Emer, when the Pasuk then says, Va'ani Avarchem, I'm going to bless them, that's referring to Hashem blessing somebody, Hava Emer, Kehanim Bracha Yisrael, Vakash Baruch Hu Bracha Kehanim, that tells us the Kehanim bless the Yidden, and Hashem blesses the Kehanim. So we see Rabbi Shmuel is helping out the Kehanim. And Rabbi Kiva Emer, he argues and says that no, Lamanu Bracha Yisrael B'Kehanim, we learn the Yidden get a Bracha from the Kehanim because of the Pasuk. Now we P'Gvura Loi Lamanu, but we do not know that the Yidden get a Bracha directly from Hashem. So Kshu Emer, the Pasuk says, V'ani Avarchem, what does that tell us? Have Emer, Kehanim Bracha Yisrael, V'Kosh Baruch Hu Maskem Al Yadam, that the Kehanim give a Bracha to the Yidden, and Hashem, so to speak, agrees, he confirms this Bracha, also giving a Bracha to the Yidden. Now we ask, El Rabbi Kiva Bracha Kehanim Nolei, how does Rabbi Kiva know that the Kehanim themselves receive a bracha? So on this one, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he answers, Mi va'avarcham avarchecha, from a pasuk that was told to Avram Avinu, that I'm going to bless those who bless you, therefore by the Kehanim giving a bracha to the Yidden, memela, since they're giving a bracha to the Yidden, Hashem gives them a bracha. Ask the Gemara if that's really so, Umay Messiah Kehane. Originally we thought that Rabbi Shmuel was helping the Kehanim because he said that Hashem is giving a bracha to the Kehanim. Now that Rabbi Kiva also agrees to that, that Hashem is giving a bracha to the Kehanim, where do we see that Rabbi Shmuel is helping the Kehanim more than Rabbi Kiva is? And the answer to that is, Demukilal Abrichas Kehanim, Bracha the Yisrael, that's because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the bracha the Kehanim receive is together along with the bracha of the Yidden. That when they give bracha to the Yidden, they got that same bracha directly from Hashem. It's Rabbi Kiva, who holds that after they give a bracha, they're now mamela going to receive a bracha because they gave one, but it's not together with the Yidden. So here we see Rabbi Shmuel, so to speak, helps the Kehanim. Now we clarify another point. Rabbi Shmuel Sha'ar Mishum Avaisav Maihi. What does it mean Rabbi Shmuel said this in the name of his forefathers that these fats are allowed to be eaten? We explain as follows: the time you have a braisa. Now this braisa is talking about all the different fats of the karbonas that are supposed to be brought brought on the Mizbeach, which we know from there that those fats in a regular animal that's not a carbon are not allowed to be eaten because they're supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. And we have a number of different psukim talking about these fats, and we're not going to go into detailed description exactly where these fats are on the animal. We're just going to explain them generally. So that's what we have. The pasuk tells us, and here we have a very important thing we have to add in, ve'eis kol chev asher al karev, even though the gears over here is not with the vav, that's actually the key letter in the drasha. The vav is adding on something. So this pasuk is translated as, and all the chelav that's on the karev. Karev is like kervayim, the innards, the inside of the animal. So all those fats need to be put on the mizbeach. Now, based on the top, what's this coming to include? Lahavi chelav shel gabei adakin. This is telling us that the chelav that's on the dakin, which is on the intestines, that fat as well has to be brought on the mizbeach, which means that that type of fat is aser. Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel holds. So we can see from here, Rabbi Shmuel only includes the chelav that's on the dakin, on the intestines, or on the small intestines, and that's one of the aser types of chalavim, as opposed to chelav, which is on the keva, that is not aser. So we see the Rabbi Shmuel allows the fat that's on the keva, which is what we start out this whole discussion with, which Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva argues, and he says, L'havi chelav shel gabei keva, this pasuk's including the chelav that's on the keva, that's also one of the aser types of fats. Everything on the Gemara says, Ramini, we have a steer in Brisa, which says the exact opposite. The pasuk tells us, Ve'ez kol chelav asher al karev. What does this teach us? Rabbi Yishmol, I mean, that's a proper girsa. Rabbi Yishmol says, the machel v'mchas is karev, klurum v'niklav, just like the chelav, which covers the karev, has two unique things to it. It has a krum, it has a membrane, but v'niklav, it could be peeled away, which means even though it has a membrane, the membrane isn't totally connected to the fat itself. That membrane could be peeled away. What do we learn from here? Afkol krum v'niklav. So to any other part of the animal that it has this membrane, but it could be peeled away, that's an usher type of fat. And that includes the chelav, which is on the keva, because that type of fat is the same thing. Which Rabbi Kiva argues and says that no, machel v'mchas is a karev, just like the chelav, which covers the karev, that has a third thing to it, that taisav krum v'niklav. So even though he agrees that it's krum v'niklav, but it's taisav, which means it's kind of draped over, lays over the animal like a garment. So afkal taisav krum v'niklav. So too, any other fat of the animal which has these three things to it is going to be an usher type of fat. But if it doesn't have those three things to it, it's not usher. And the chelav which is on the keva is not taisav, and therefore it's not usher. So we clearly see the exact opposite shitas in this brisa. Rabbi Shmuel says beferush that the chelav on the keva is usher, and Rabbi Kiva says that it's mutter. And what's the answer? So shalach Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Yochanan. He sent an answer telling us that kachi hatzah shel mishnah. This is the hatzah of the mishnah. Even though in modern day Hebrew hatzah is usually a suggestion, like ma'ata matzia, what do you suggest? But over here it's really better translated as the presentation of the mishnah. In other words, this is the proper shita. And for epach kamaisa, we have to switch around the original brisa. The Gemara asks, "Maichaz da epachas kamaisa? Why is it seeming to you that you're switching around the first brisa? Epach basraisa, switch around the second brisa. Why are you choosing the second one over the first one?" The answer is, "Shani hacha, this second brisa is different. Kim de katani ma, since it uses the word ma, meaning when both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are saying their shitas, they use the word ma. They're just like this chelav has this thing, so too with all other chalavim, and that ma shows that dafka, that this is the correct version, because since they're going at greater lengths to explain where they're coming from, it must be that's the correct version. So now that we have this, we go back to original discussion. Ihachi, Krabi Shmuel, Krabi Kiva hi. If this is really so, how could we say on Amud Aleph that the reason why the Kaihanim eat the fat which is on the Keva, it's because of Rabbi Shmuel? It's not like Rabbi Shmuel, it's like Rabbi Kiva. So Amar Nechem Yitzchak, he answers, Sha'amar Mishama Vaisav Velele Svirale. Rabbi Shmuel said this in the name of his forefathers, he just doesn't hold of it. In other words, originally we were understanding the statement that they're going like Rabbi Shmuel, who said in the name of his forefathers, that they're relying on Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, who he holds of it himself. Now we're saying that no, he doesn't hold of it himself, as we clearly see from the Brisa. It's just that he had quoted it in the name of his forefathers, and that's who they're relying on. Now we continue to discuss this fat which is on the keva in regards to a nekev, a hole. Some Ravi tells us, Chilev tahar, soisem. Tameh, ino soisem. Kosher fats, that's what we're saying, tahar means it's kosher, it's allowed to be eaten, so that can be considered sealing up a hole, which means if there's a hole in the keva that would be a trefa, but it's sealed up with fat pressed tightly against it, so that's fine, that's considered sealed and it's not a simon trefa. Whereas if the fat which is closing up the hole is tameh, it's not kosher fat, so it's not soisem, it's not considered like it's closing it up, and it would be a trefa. Whereas Rav Sheshes says, echazem echazem soisem, it doesn't make difference what type of chelav it is, it could be tahar, tameh fat, doesn't make difference, it closes up the hole. Now, by review, we ask as follows, chelav chaya mai, what about the chelav of a wild non-domesticated animal? What would be the din over there? Dafka amar chelav tahar soisem, v'hai nami tarhu. Was Rav saying dafka, that if the fat is kosher, it closes up a hole, and this also is kosher, because we know that fats that are forbidden on a regular domesticated animal, for example, a cow, those very same fats in a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, are kosher, and so if those fats are sealing up a hole, maybe Rav would say, in that case, that it is considered sealing it up, and it's not a trefa, idol mishum demahadik, or maybe it's for a totally different reason, because it's very tight. I mean, the reason why kosher fats in a behemoth domesticated animal are considered closing up a hole is because those fats happen to be very tightly pressed against the hole. They're very tightly connected. But v'hai, loy mahadik, non-kosher fats in a behemoth, a domesticated animal, they're not tight tightly connected and pressed up against the hole, so it's not considered like closing up the hole. And it would be the same thing with these fats in a chaya, in a non-domesticated animal. From the biological perspective, these fats, even though halakhically they're allowed to be eaten, still, practically, when you look at them, they're not connected very well. They're not pressed tightly up against the hole, so it's not considered closing it. So Rabbi Abaye said, Maiti Baile, what's he asking about? Need to share bachila aduke le mahadek. They might be mutter to eat, but still they're not pressed tightly up against the hole, and therefore it's not considered closing it. We have a story about this who neck of the sasma chilev tame. There was a hole that was closed up by tame chilev. The asal kamed Rava. This question came to Rava, and Rava said, "My nechashla, what should we be chashish about?" Chada, first of all, the Amar of Sheshes, or Sheshes had said, arguing with Rav, chilev tame nami saisem, that even tame chilev closes up a hole. V'ainam. Furthermore, here we have another totally different discussion that we haven't brought up yet. Hatayra chasal amonim shal Yisrael. The Torah is careful about Yidin's money, and if we say this is a treifa, so he's going to have to throw out the whole cow, and the Torah is careful about Yidin's money. Now Rashi explains that this comes from tsaras, that when a person has tsaras on their house, the kohen first tells him to take all of the kalim out of his house before he pronounces it tameh, because if all the kalim were inside when it's pronounced tameh, all the kalim are going to be tameh. Now the question is asked, why is it such a big deal? The only kalim that this would be a problem for are klei cheres, earthenware kalim, that there's no way to be mitar them in a mikvah, and they would have to be broken. But in regards to all the other kalim in his house, metal and wood kalim, all the clothing that he has, he just put them in the mikvah and be mitar them. Nonetheless, we see that it's for these very cheap and inexpensive klei cheres, these earthenware kalim, that the kohen tells him to take them out of the house before he pronounces them tameh. Clearly, Torah chasa al manim shal Yisrael. The Torah was careful about Yidin's money, not to be metame and cause him a loss of money, even though it's very small. So it's the same thing over here in regards to the animal. However, I'm not sure if Papa Rava or Papa told Rava. First of all, Rav, we have Shitas Rav, who argues with Rav Sheshes, and Visru Dairaisa. Over here, we're talking about an Isru Dairaisa. When we're talking about Kalim becoming tameh, that's not an Isru Dairaisa. It's nothing. It's just a loss of money. But over here, if you're going to say that the animal is not a trefa, and perhaps it is, then the person is going to be eating an animal that's a trefa, which is an Isru Dairaisa. And Vat Amr Tarchas al manim shal Yisrael, you're saying a Tarchas al manim shal Yisrael, we can't use that in order to matter a potential Isru Dairaisa. We have another discussion regarding this line. Atar Chasa al manim shal Yisrael, Minyuman Kanduka, there was a fellow named Minyuman. He sold different jugs and flasks. What happened to him? Iglile Bastika de Dovsha. He had some sort of jug that had honey in it and it was left open. And we know there's a problem of Galui, that if water or some other liquids, as we're going to see in a moment, are left open and not covered, we're not allowed to use them anymore because there's a chashash that a snake came out of its hole, drank from it, and left its venom inside, and therefore it's going to be dangerous for somebody to drink from it. And he had this issue with honey that was left uncovered. So also Kamei Rabbi came to Rava. Rava told him, "My nechashla, what should we be chashish for?" Chada, first of all, did not we have a mission that tells us shloi shamashkin asur mishum giloi. There's only three liquids that are asur because of giloi: hamayim vayayin vachalav, wine, water, and milk. Ushar kol mashkin mutarin, and all other liquids are permitted. So honey doesn't have this issue. And va'ayid, furthermore, atar chasal manim shay Yisrael. The Torah is careful about Yidin's money, so I'm not going to say that it's asur. You can have the honey, no problem. However, Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rava, Rav Nachman Yitzchak has Rava. First of all, Rav Shemin, we have shitas Rav Shemin that honey does have a problem of giloi and sakaras nefashas. Over here, we're dealing with sakaras nefashas, that maybe a snake came and drank from the honey and left its venom inside, and that's a real big concern. But Amar Tatar Chasal Manim Shal Yisrael, and you're saying the Torah is careful about Yidin's money, it's sakaras nefashas. It doesn't make a difference how much money we're dealing with. Now, the Gemara clarifies, Rav Shemin Mahi, what's the shitas Rav Shemin? And Tanya, we have a brisa, Chamisha, Ein Bahan Mishum Giloi. There's five liquids that don't have a problem of giloi. We're not chayshish that a snake drank from them. Tzir, v'chaymetz, shemin, udvash, umurias. Tzir is brine, chaymetz is vinegar, shemin, oil, dvash is honey, and murias is some sort of dip made out of fish insides. Whereas Rav Shimon says, af yesh bahan mishum giloi, these do have a problem of giloi. So we see shitas Rav Shimon is that honey does have a problem of giloi. And Rav Shimon also said, ani reisi nachash shas tzir bat sidon, I myself saw a snake drink from fish brine in sidon. However, Amalei, they told him, shat yahava, that was a crazy snake. Only a crazy snake would drink from fish brine. Ve'in mevini raya min ha-shaytem, wouldn't bring a raya from shaytem. Now back to the discussion of this fellow Minyuman's honey. Amalei, Rav told him, Nachmar Yitzchak, oidli miyas bat sir. You should at least agree to me regarding brine that we don't go like Rav Shemin and that there's no problem of giloi. And why is that? The horror of Papa Ravuna Brid Roshua of Rabbanon, Rav Papa Ravuna Brid Roshua and Rabbanon, ki havelhu giluya, when they had something that was giloi, shadulei betzir, they would pour it into tzir, and that neutralizes the venom of the snake. So if something else poured into tzir can neutralize snake venom, for sure, if a snake itself drank from tzir, there wouldn't be a problem of giloi. So at least agree with me in regards to that we don't pass like Rav Shemin. Mimela, we wouldn't pass like Rav Shemin in regards to honey either. So Amalei, he told him, why don't you at least agree with me regarding honey that we do pass like Rav Shemin? Why is that? Rav Shemin Elazar, kai kavase. Because Rav Shemin Elazar goes like Rav Shemin. The time you have brisa beferush, v'chein ha'yir Rav Shemin Elazar, aser bedvash, Rav Shemin Elazar also asered by honey, and so maybe I'll agree with you by tzir, but you should agree with me regarding honey. We're going to start for the day, pick up tomorrow, going back to the original discussion regarding fat sealing up a hole, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.